Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, so I live outside of Philadelphia in Collegeville. And I started selling online in 2014. So I've been selling online ever since then. And in 2021, me and some other partners started up a fulfillment center and a print-on-demand operation. And recently, we've been getting into the software side of things. With print on demand.
Awesome. So can you just tell our audience kind of like how print on demand works? I think that, you know, many people have heard the term, they don't exactly understand how it fully works.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. If you heard of Printify or Printful or some of the bigger guys that do it, a lot of them have, you know, Shopify integrations. And really one of the first platforms I was using was called Teespring. And it's just the ability to go on, see a catalog of products. You can upload your design, publish it to your store or different channels like Etsy. And then there's the manufacturer, you know, hooked in on the back end, and they're going to print all your designs on any one of those products on demand, and they're going to ship it to your customer. So it's a perfect kind of risk-free business model for anybody that is looking for a side hustle or just wants to have their own merch line. You know, it doesn't really cost you anything to get started, and you can sell, you know, 20,000 products if you want, because you're not holding any of the inventory. Someone else is doing all of the production and, you know, fulfillment.
For sure. And as you mentioned, right, it is a competitive space. So how are you guys able to differentiate yourself from your competition?
Yeah, very competitive space. When I started in 2014, it was kind of a new thing, and it was really, really cheap. But yeah, now in 2024, it's very kind of saturated. So we have a couple of print-on-demand stores that we do full-time, and what we've been doing with those to stay competitive is really just getting better with the designs. Like at the end of the day, with print-on-demand, the people are buying the designs. You know, anybody can really sell a t-shirt. So that's what you have to do or focus on to stand out. We've been using a lot of AI systems and things to ramp up that workflow and production. You know, when I started, we were paying like $20 for a design, and you might get it back 2-3 days later. So, you know, I was doing 3 designs a week or something. Now our target is, you know, 100, 200 per week. So I think the sheer quantity is, you know, quantity is not the only thing that matters, but quality and quantity, if you can hit those, I think that you have a little bit of a competitive advantage in the print on demand. And then, you know, as of course, the research into what you're selling and who you're selling it to really affects the paid ad side of things.
For sure. So in terms of, I guess, you know, like when you mentioned, obviously paid ads, so who is your ideal customer for your business?
So typically we've gone after, you know, like 40 to 65 plus men and women. We do most of our advertising on Facebook and Instagram. So yeah, a lot of Facebook. So it kind of fits that demographic. Yeah. So, you know, middle-aged, anybody in America, we really only sell in America primarily. So middle-aged American.
For sure. So like you mentioned, obviously AI is a big part of your business. So besides design, does AI play any other role, or do you maybe see it playing a bigger role now in 2024?
Yeah, with print-on-demand comes a lot of manual processes that you might not think about, you know, because after you make the design, you're dealing with all of these different images, for example, thousands of variants. You have to upload all these products and categorize them into collections. You have to tag them and dealing with all that, AI has played a big role. So we've spent a good bit of time, you know, over the last 6 months building Zapier integrations with ChatGPT and other things that can help us manage that product load. And it's all, you know, simple manual tasks. It could be naming a product. It could be writing a description for a certain product type, or, you know, adding certain product tags to anything that has a certain name on it. So all that little stuff, that's been like the biggest role that AI has played currently. And I'd say on the product research side of things too, before I felt like there had to be a creative side to what we were doing with the t-shirts, because you're always trying to come up with a good idea that sells. But with AI, you can have it give you thousands of great examples and then just, you know, go from there and pick and choose. So it's a little bit more thoughtless to kind of do the product research, because you can have it do all the research for you and then, you know, pick and choose your angles that you want to pursue from there.
For sure. But for somebody, I guess, who, you know, is not familiar with Zapier, or like, how does Zapier help you guys out in your business?
Yeah. So Zapier or make.com, great automation tools that plug into big platforms like Shopify, or they could plug into maybe your customer service systems. They can plug into Google Sheets. So, you know, with that, you can take any data and push it back and forth and do all types of different actions. So you could have it say, you know, take this file from Google Drive and push it to Shopify, have it create a product and have it do X, Y, and Z based off of like things that you preset. So it really just helps automate different workflows or actions. One of the ones that we did, for example, was, you know, we sell on Etsy as well as Shopify. So whenever a product is uploaded to Shopify, we have all of that pushed to Etsy, and we have a bunch of tags that are generated based off of the name, in the name of the product.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you guys face in your business today?
Well, on the selling side of it, I know there's been a lot of sentiment from direct to consumer brands that advertising costs is really expensive, and it's hard to differentiate you or your brand or your product from everybody else selling stuff. The auctions and, you know, the ad cost just continues to go up. So I'd say that's probably the biggest challenge, because we do run a lot of cold traffic. And I think in years prior, everybody was a little bit spoiled with, you know, how many customers you could purchase at good returns, you know, maybe at a 5 return or a 6 return without really having to do much. And now it seems like with the Facebook and Instagram channels, the shop channels, the Etsy, and if you're selling a product, just combining a lot of different channels instead of just having like one cold advertising approach is what's needed. So, you know, working on the business more as cold traffic is a little bit less reliable. Of course, all of your backend stuff like email marketing and SMS marketing becomes really big and a huge profit driver for you. Yeah. So on the selling landscape, it's, you know, how do you scale customers when paid traffic is, you know, twice the price that it used to be?
For sure. So I guess like from that standpoint, how do you measure, how do you create customer lifetime value where you can get your customers coming back to you, re-engaging with them, as opposed to really focusing as much on paid traffic?
Yeah. So the best way that we found to do that, we tried a lot of different approaches, trying to go into different product categories, thinking that these customers might want different things in the print-on-demand category. Where we saw success really was just doubling down on what was working. You know, we sell goofy designs and everything, and just giving them more of what they like and reaching out to them more frequently and putting it in front of them in different ways, different offers, has been what worked for us. So at first, we kind of thought that, you know, we should do new product lines and everything like that. And, you know, we saw the most success just doubling down on what people were already buying, giving them more of that, giving them more custom options, putting that on different apparel lines for them to buy.
For sure. So what is like your biggest focus now that we're in 2024, I guess, like in the next few months, in terms of scaling things up for the business?
I'd say continually pushing the design automations, and currently what we're doing with, since print on demand, really the more custom you are, the better. We're trying to get into more personalized products for people. So we have a program that we just launched where people can give us their idea of what they want on a shirt inside of certain categories, and we'll turn it around in 24 hours and send them like a custom design. I know you've probably seen on Etsy where they do it at like a basic level, like if it's a bridesmaid shirt and you put the names underneath and you kind of fill out the names. We're trying to do that with a really fast turnaround on like very, very custom graphic designs. So I think, you know, especially in print on demand, the more unique you can get, the more custom, the higher price that you can charge. Because at the end of the day, there are a lot of people in print on demand selling these different types of products. And the more relevant that you can become, or, you know, give somebody a really good reason as to like why they need to buy what you're selling right now, you know, the better and the more that you're going to stick out as opposed to the other competition running ads.
For sure. Like, what would you say has been the craziest design or some of the craziest designs that you guys have done?
Well, we've done all types of them, really. Right now we're doing a lot of like wacky animals and stuff, you know, so one that sold really well was like an octopus with a beanie on its head, for example, just weird, goofy stuff that that people can relate to, or that think is funny.
But have you guys done like caricatures, make of celebrities or things like that? I'm not sure about licensing or how that
Yeah,
works.
I've seen people doing that, and with the AI and how it works now, it's definitely really possible. We've kind of stayed away from it just for the, we don't want to get kicked off of Facebook and copyright type of thing. But I've seen a lot of people doing that with like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and things, and I know that would I think that would sell well.
So essentially that you guys are careful about like what you take on from that standpoint because you are concerned about copyright or getting in trouble with Facebook and these what other companies.
Yeah, like when in 2014, it wasn't really a big deal. I think it was kind of the Wild West. But yeah, over 10 years of advertising on Facebook, I've had my fair share of, random account bans or random ads getting disapproved. So I think that's kind of conditioned us to just say like, let's stay way on the safe side, because these Meta accounts, and for anybody that advertises on these accounts, you know how much it matters to your business, and you can't just go get more accounts willy-nilly. Like, it's all tied to you as a person with your government ID and everything like that. So yeah, we try to stay in the Facebook good graces.
Yeah, for sure. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you guys started this business?
I wish we would have gotten into the production and fulfillment side of things earlier. So we started doing that, let's see, 7 years after I was selling. I think knowing now how that helps the brand and the whole process to see e-commerce from both sides, to see it from not only the selling side, but like what it takes on the fulfillment and production side to make it happen, and to see how quality matters, how processes matters, and how that affects the brand. So having more control over that and studying kind of the back end processes really helped the front end process, because now we got to look at it from a holistic perspective of everything that was going on. Up until that point, for the most part, we just outsourced all of that stuff, which is, which was fine. We didn't have to take on any, big risks or anything to do that. But yeah, that gave us a really good understanding of, the entire industry and what goes into it. And then now that's helping us expand our print methods and kind of being on the printing side and fulfillment. It gives us a better insight onto what print techniques are emerging. What can you charge for those printing techniques? Like, what are other people charging for those printing techniques? Where can we really create like a good offering? Being on the print side really helps us identify those and then take those back to the front end selling, and put our focus where we think it should be.
For sure. So, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, the AI was a really crazy thing I didn't expect. I thought like we'd be running virtual reality ads on Meta before the AI stuff was happening. So I think that stuff just grows so rapidly, and I think it really reduces the size of the teams and lets you run, especially with print on demand, a way bigger operation that's more automated. So I know print on demand's always been more or less an easy model to run, but there's a lot of like management with it. So I think I would hope that we're able to, manage a lot more print on demand and a lot more custom stuff that's fully unique, fully customizable, times 10 from where we're at now. I mean, a year ago today, I think maybe we were doing 20 designs a week or something. It was super, super manual. And now with AI, it's just helping every part of the process. So yeah, on that side of things, I think the AI is going to be very helpful. And on the production side of things, like where print on demand I think is going, or it has been going, is just finding, good printing techniques and finding more unique products and ways that we can offer on-demand services to people, because everybody loves what on-demand is. It's risk-free. But if there's not that many, there needs to be something else other than t-shirts as well. Like, how can we use these printing methods to do cool custom products that other people aren't doing that gives you a leg up, when you're going out there to compete with everybody else that's selling? Like, Shine On Jewelry did a really good job of this however many years back when they started. They went into like the custom jewelry manufacturer in the USA with custom cards and everything. And that was just a different approach on print on demand than the average company was doing. And I think it worked out really well for them.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, I'm really mainly on LinkedIn under Josilo, and then under there it'll have our websites for our print on demand and 3PL operation. And as well as the software that we're building.
Awesome. Well, Josiah, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Thanks. All right. Bye.